Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm losing some fat. Hard time don't last. I'm with cops and rats talking out my ass. Boy, you think shit with a bitch with a badge. All my life. They be trying to keep me down. All this time. Never thought I'd make it out. No, no. No. They be trying to keep me down. I decided I had to finish. But the media call me a minister. I decided with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still unemployed. I know a fellow who trying to deploy. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going to court. With the jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really ain't came in the clutch. I know some kids wanna hurt themselves. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health. But all my life, they be trying to keep me down. All this time, never thought I'd make it out. No, no. No. All my life. Baby, trying to keep me down. First generation ghetto nigga. Whole world, hello niggas. Made out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. George on the pill, I gotta get out. The shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico. And how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them by the last nigga, so they think they're ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them coming in they bad. Fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself. This shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance. All pistons, fine. I've been tripping between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seen rappers be dying way before they even getting their shine. I never even heard of little buddy. So somebody murder little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Gotta play the tunes all day in my room. Damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule. If you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple. It's the principle. I'm in the temple. I'm invincible. Don't even rap. I defend to you. I'd rather that than an interview. Most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill them is OA. All my life. Trying to keep me down. All this time. Never thought I'd make it out. No, no. No. All my life. They be trying to keep me down.
Welcome, brothers and sisters. Welcome, family. Welcome, gods and earths and goddesses. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk About It All. Tonight, my grandson should be calling in, hopefully. He calls in and bring a couple of his boys. So if they're on the line, press one. If you called in, I wanted my grandson to come on because I want to speak to him and his guys about what they're dealing with. at this day and age, being 17, 18, or whatever, you know, because in order to fix what's going on, we're going to have to include them in the process of making the change. Far too long, we strive, you know, people was trying to fix things without including the people who they're actually trying to fix them for. So I reached out to him and asked him to come on. And as I said, hopefully he does come on and, you know, let us know what they're dealing with in this day and time. Because many of us, we talk about, you know, what's going on, what from our view, from what we see, and it's still from our view, because we're not able to look at it from their eyes. So I'm hoping that if you are on my Zoom, press one. You gotta press one so that he can let you in, so that you can speak. So that you can let us know what's going on. Introduce yourself and let us know what's going on. All right.
Hello.
So, hey, what's up? What's going on?
What's up? Jim.
All right. So you heard what I said. So basically, you know, tell us what do you guys be dealing with, and you know, in your everyday lives? What kind of stuff do you guys be dealing with? And I want your guys. What do you guys be dealing with? Like, you know, what happens in your day-to-day life? Like, you know, what type of challenges y'all have? You know, we know that there's a lot of violence in your... Okay, go ahead.
Trying to get to meet all my goals. Get to all my goals.
Trying to reach your goals?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what type of obstacles you have in the way? What stops you from reaching your goals? What gets in the way of you reaching your goals?
Like haters and stuff.
People be hating.
Yeah.
Okay, so what type of stuff do they do to when they hate? And what, you know, let us know, like, what do they do, like, you know?
They talk on the internet and stuff.
Okay.
Or go tell another person about you, and then another person will say something about you.
Okay, and then ultimately, then what happens after the talk starts? So after they tell somebody something about you, or they say something on the internet, then what happens from there?
I just keep going.
Huh?
I just keep going.
Just keep going?
Yeah, I don't pay no attention.
Okay, so you got some of your guys on too. If they're on, I want to hear from them too. They can talk. They can add on too. They can,
yeah, they
you know,
can
say
hear
from their point. Okay, so any of you, you know, because as from where me being the type of person that I am, and keeping a slight ear to the street and what's going on, and y'all generation, It's like, okay, so what caused, okay, so you're saying that it starts from hating, it starts from the internet, but what brings the guns out? What gets it to the point where the guns start coming out? That's what we want to know about.
Nowadays, people don't like fighting. Like, people rather use a gun because they can't fight. That's what I think about it.
That's what you think? So, okay, so they rather just pull a gun instead of fight. And then sometimes what happens after you, for those who do fight, what happened with them?
They get more respect. Like, I feel like they get more respect for fighting than picking up a gun and actually hurting somebody.
Okay. All right. So what do you guys think you could do to actually kind of, like, how can people, you know, older people my age, what can we do to try to get it to be more fighting and less gunplay?
I say boxing tournaments or, like, you know what I'm saying, stuff, or you get rewards or something. That'll bring out more fighting.
Okay, so set up something where it could be like a competition, and
yeah,
you know, you guys will come in and have matches, and then from that, you will be able
to make
get
people.
Trophies or.
Okay. To make people want to go fight.
Okay, all right, that's a good idea. So they don't have any boxing gyms down where you guys is at?
No, people really just beef and shoot out here.
Yeah, okay. So a good thing down there would be a boxing gym.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay. All right, so now, I noticed, like, the internet, like, with the rap, like, somebody may make a song, and they may make a song, and they may add the other guy, your what y'all call your ops, your opposition. Y'all may add them into the song, and then they add y'all. So that's one of the ways that it's creating the beef that you guys be having.
Now, I ain't gonna say that how. We gain more beef because people who already made songs with each other are people that we don't need to like.
Okay, so all right, so that's a good thing. So y'all don't, so people that y'all don't like. So now,
yeah, they automatically
So tell me this: what creates the thing that you guys don't like each other? What creates that?
Like, basically, how people start beefing is one person to do something to another person. Like, say a blood did something to a crew, and like,
right.
And like, right. Like they're gonna tell them.
Okay. So you're saying something like, okay, say a blood go rob a crib. He robs the crib. Now the rest of the
yeah.
crib is looking for that blood.
Yeah, like that.
Okay, all right. Okay, so, wow. I mean, and that's, so now, because you guys, in two different, so really the dislikes start because you guys got two different sets. You know,
yeah, and it really don't even have to be a gang. It'll be like over here, it'll be like somebody done robbed somebody's brother, and now the brother mad, and now they trying to get at this person or that person. That's how it'll start groups of beef.
Okay, yeah, that's something I want to talk about. That. How do it? Okay, so they robbed the brother. Now tell me how do it spread to, okay, if they see the family member, not the guy who robbed him, if they see his brother that don't have nothing to do with it, why do they attack him? Why do they put him in it and he has nothing to do with it?
You got to get the closest person to the person that did something to you. That's what I say about that. But over here, you don't really mess with the person and ain't got nothing to do with it. But that don't mean in Chicago it ain't the same way or far from over here.
Okay. All right. So now tell me about like in school. Tell me about like in school, what do they teach you in school, and you know, and how does it make you feel about like school? Like I would imagine you guys are in high school or about to graduate or graduated. So tell me how you felt about school. What did school do for you?
Well, I really feel like school ain't did nothing for me. It was a waste of my time.
It was a waste of your time? And
yeah.
And why do you say it was a waste of your time? Why do you say that?
Because they always talk about the white folks. They don't never talk about the black folks in school.
Okay. So now how did that make y'all feel that they always talking about white people and never teach y'all about black people? How did that make y'all feel?
Because people really want to be hurting each other and stuff. If they really know what they're doing to each other.
All right. Go ahead.
If people knew, like, if they would have been telling what the black folks and stuff had going on, I don't think they would have been killing each other and doing stuff like this or doing that, doing drugs and stuff. Everybody trying to go to college, school, and get money.
Right. Okay. So now. Why do y'all think they don't teach y'all about yourselves? Or people that look like you? Why do you think they chose not to do that?
What you say?
Why do you think they chose not to teach you about black people? Why do you think they chose to teach you only about white people? Why do you think they did that?
They maybe don't want. Because black people really had, like, knew more than the white people. And the black people, and they're like they don't never talk about what the black people did good. They always talk about what they did bad or did something wrong.
They black.
Okay. And let me explain to you guys why they chose not to teach you about people that look like you, because basically what you said, you basically said it, Mazir, that if you had learned about yourself, the chances of you guys doing what you're doing and disliking each other would be very small, would be slim to none. So by them not teaching you about you, they already kind of build a self-hate in you. They make you look at, okay, the guys that y'all beefing with, like they your enemies, but they're really not your enemies because they're going through the same thing that you guys are going through. They went to the school and wasn't taught properly what they would need to survive in the streets, in their day-to-day lives. They wasn't taught about, you know, how to save money. They wasn't taught to get a banking account. They wasn't taught that you can create your own business and how to set up a spreadsheet and things of that nature. They didn't teach you how to be a carpenter. They didn't explain to you that you could be an electrician. The math, that's, you know, they didn't tell you that, okay, math came from your heritage. We were the ones who built pyramids. They didn't tell you that because they want you guys to do exactly what you're doing. They want you guys to be calling each other the ops. This way, you don't look at them as the ops, because what ends up happening is they end up, once you guys either, they expect you guys to either go to jail, kill each other, or get wise, and you guys just, you know, work for their children. Whereas if they would have taught you guys more about yourselves, you guys would be able to have a different look about each other and more pride within yourselves, where you would be trying to stop the beef and trying to work together. Because if all of you guys that's beefing was working together, you guys could build a gym. You guys could put your money together and get a gym, and then start catching the younger ones so that they don't be using the guns. If you guys can start working together instead of fighting each other, you guys are the future. And long as you guys are killing and going to jail, our future is dead. So we need you guys to start making that. I played that song all my life because he said he's trying to make a new image. So you guys have the power to change your image. You guys don't have to be, you know, shooting each other and beefing over things that you, over small stuff. And also, you guys can start looking up different individuals. Start on the internet. Stop looking for stuff that's going to cause beef. Start looking up. You got your phone is a computer. So start looking up what, you know, who was Benjamin Banneker, you know, who was Elijah McCoy. Look up different individuals and you will start finding out that, okay, that you guys come from more than just drug dealers and gangbangers. You guys come from kings and queens. You guys come from people who ruled the world when white people were living in caves. So the not telling you and not teaching you guys, that's intentional. They did that for the very reason to keep you guys at each other's throat, to keep you guys looking at each other as the opposition, where you're calling each other the ops. That's the biggest thing. So now, what do you guys know about anybody that's black? What do you guys know? Do any of you guys know about any black people or what they did in this country? Huh? Yeah, no? Hello? Are you guys still here?
Yeah.
I can't hear you. Yeah. So do any of you guys know about any black people? You know anything about black people? Other than, you know, rappers and, you know, people that play sports, do you know anything about any black people? Okay, let me make it a little easier. Do you guys know anything about Malcolm X?
Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King, okay. Do you know anything about Malcolm X?
No.
Do you know anything about Elijah Muhammad?
Uh-uh.
Marcus Garvey?
No.
Muhammad Ali?
Yeah, me know Muhammad Ali because he a boxer.
Okay, you remember Muhammad Ali. Do you know what he was famous for?
No, what he
other
was
than
for?
Boxing?
Something like... No.
He was famous for, he went to prison. He went to prison because he refused to fight in the Vietnam War. So he gave his title away and gave up money to stand up for the rights of black people that was being forced to go to the Vietnam War, and then when they came home, they was being mistreated. So he refused to go. So that's something that, you know, so what? Why I'm telling you guys this is that there are people, we come from a people with integrity. We come from a people that, you know, stand up and do the right things, even if it costs them some hardship. You know, so it's you know, I want you guys to realize that money is good. You need money. You need money. But there has to be a line that you won't cross just for the sake of money. Like what? Like the music that you guys make. When you speak about, you know, shooting each other, you got younger children coming up that's looking up to you guys. They're looking up to you guys. You guys are their heroes. So what you guys doing? It makes them want to do the same thing. So if you guys decide, okay, look, we're going to stop rapping about killing. We're going to start rapping about unifying, coming together, building up our community, and, you know, protecting each other and spreading love. If y'all start rapping about that, guess what? Them guys under y'all are going to start rapping about that too. Because think about it. How did y'all start rapping about that other than looking at the guys that was older than y'all? Right or wrong? Huh? Tell me, what made y'all start rapping about the guns and all that? What made y'all start rapping about that? Either one of you guys can answer.
We're just basically good at rapping.
Huh?
Well, if you ask me what made me start rapping, I'm just good at, that's what I'm good at.
Okay, you're good at it. So if you're good at it, now, what rappers do you know? How many rappers do you know? Do you know KRS-One?
No.
Do you know Big Daddy Kane? Do you know Biggie Smalls?
Yeah, we know Biggie.
Do you know Tupac?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know, what's the other one? Have you ever heard of Chuck D?
No.
From Public Enemy? That's what I want you guys to do. I want you guys to look up them individuals. Heavy D, have you ever heard of Heavy D?
No.
So I want you guys to look them guys up. Heavy D, Big Daddy Kane, Chuck D. I'm gonna send the names to my ear. I want you guys to look them guys up and listen to some of their music. See, the reason you guys rap the way you rap or rap what you rap about, because as a rapper, you got to remember, a rapper is a person that represents hip-hop. And hip-hop is a part of a culture. That's something that we as black people is responsible for bringing into existence. That's something we created. So we're being judged by rap music and the way that rappers portray themselves. When they look at rappers, they lump all young black men in that category. So you guys represent something bigger than you even realize. So if you want to be a rapper, represent it in a manner that you uplift your community rather than tear your community down. That's, you know, so that's pretty much, you know, what we need, you know, what we need from you guys and what we believe, no, matter of fact, what we know that you guys are capable of doing. As I said, I'm going to send my Zed those names, and I want you guys to look them up, and you guys can reach out to me later and let me know what you guys think about the Chuck D, Heavy D, Big Daddy Kane, KRS-One. These guys, you know, even LL Cool J. You guys, do you know who LL Cool J is?
You know who LL is? No.
No? Okay. So you got to be a student because, okay, school didn't teach you, but you got something that you want to be a part of. If you're good at that, then be great at it. And in order to be great at something, you got to search and get the history of it. Get the history. Find out when rap first came on the scene. Find out, you know, who's supposed to be the founder of rap. The best artists are the ones who go back and get the true meaning of why they rap it. You heard of Kendrick Lamar, right?
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, individuals like that they students. They students of hip hop. They students. They go back and they study. So study, instead of learning about white people, you learn about the rappers. You want to do that, then learn about it. And this, the thing is, you have to know right now, you guys can turn it into a business without even signing to a label. But you guys have to realize that it's called the music business. It's a business. It's not the rap. It's the music business. You guys want to get into the music business. So you have to look up information about how to build a business, how to turn it into something that you guys can make money rather than just doing it for a hobby or rather just creating chaos in your communities. All right. Hold on a minute, and I want to see if anybody has some questions for you guys that's on the line. If they have some questions, then after you guys answer the questions, then you guys could go. But hold on. Let me see if anybody has some questions. Anybody on the line would like to ask these young men some questions or have some advice for these young men, press 1. Welcome to Let's Talk About It All. Calling you live.
Good evening, Shardy. How you doing?
Good evening, Sister Lisa. How are you?
Yes, excellent show. Your grandson, very proud. You're very well-spoken. You told it like it is. You and your friends are very proud of young black men that know where they're coming from and know their surroundings and environment. That's really a key thing for you young guys, that you do know what's put before you and the things that's being showed to you, and that you're not accepting what people tell you or put before you or what you read about. It's good that Shadi let you know about certain aspects about black people, and I hope you do get a chance to look into them and get to know them. As he said, you young men are our future, and I'm sorry that you have to live in a world that people do things that are not right or don't take thought into what they do, that you have to be watching your back, and you can't live a life as me and Shadi did when we were coming up. But we all had our fate, and things happened in our time that we was children and kids like you were. But all I say to you young men is that don't give up hope. Yes, the white man is talked about a lot in the United States, but always remember that you're not here just for no reason. You're here for a reason. You had to find out what your purpose is and the reason that God have you down here. You're not just down here to look at white people and to feel that they're the most important people on this earth. You are too. We all bring something to the table. You and your friends have to figure it out, meaning don't step into anything that's going to cause you to lose the light that you will have shining on you. Always look forward to the path that's going to take you all where you're going to be, because we all got a path. Just like, I don't know how many friends are with you at this time, but all of you are going to go different ways and different paths. But we all have the same thing in common. We want to have the abundance like everybody else. But if each of us take our hands and hold them together and help each other and want the best, not be jealous, not talk about each other, not put each other down, but want the best and encourage each other like Shadi just did to you, you're going to make it. And do your research. Find out what black people really did do, because knowing where you came from helps you to move forward into the future. I just want to congratulate you once again. You're doing a good job, and I hope that you can be an example for the ones that's underneath you, as your grandfather did. So I just want to say thank you for letting us hear about your feelings and your outcome, the way you feel about life. And it even makes me think about when I see a young person, maybe I could give them encouragement that I know that they're going through a lot in life. So thank you for being on tonight.
Good luck.
Good luck. Okay. Do anybody else on the line want to speak to the young man, give him some words of encouragement, ask him some questions? If so, press 1.
No.
Okay, so if nobody else, you know, want to speak to the young man, then we're going to let them go, and you know we're gonna come back after the break. Oh, hold on, don't leave. Hold on, don't leave, guys. Welcome to Let's Talk About It All. Calling you live.
Now this Jay. I'm not gonna take up too much of your time.
Go ahead.
I just know like. When, you know, I remember, you know, me and your granddad, we've been friends since we was 9 years old. And so we got a 50-year friendship. So I can remember when we was 9, and I can remember when we was 17. And it wasn't easy, but just a different, I guess it's just a different time, where things that the young people deal with now is much worse than things that we dealt with at 17. But really, if you probably broke it down, it might weigh the same thing, because we had obstacles in our way. We went to the school and they was teaching us their story, you know what I mean? But we had to go up on our, we had to take it upon ourselves to find out about where black people came from and the inventions of, you know, what black people did, you know what I mean? But we still had the same obstacles in our way. It still was jealous people, bullies, ignorant people, selfish people. It still was the same thing, but we just had to overcome that. And you do that by channeling your energy in a different way. Rapping is good, though. You know what I mean? I played music since I was 9, so you just have to channel your energy in the right direction and read. Read. That's, you know, reading is, you know what they say. It's, if you don't want to, this is what the white people say about black people. They say, if you want to, if you don't want a black person, no, they say if you want a black person to know, if you don't want a black person to know something, just put it in a book. So that's their joke when they saying black people, we don't read, we don't educate ourselves, we just listen to what they tell us in school. So that's a white person joke. If you don't want a black person to know something, just put it in a book, because they figure we ain't never gonna read no books. So just educate yourself and your circle. Keep your circle with the people you hang around. You gotta keep your circle tight. Because one thing they said, if you hang with nine dummies, and you hang with them, you know what it's about to be? 10 dummies. You gotta hang with people who could educate you and build you. You know what I mean? And you know, and lead you in the right direction. It's all about that. Peer pressure is everywhere. We always gonna run into peer pressure. You know what I mean? If I knew what I knew now, what I knew then, I would laugh at peer pressure. But just keep doing what you're doing. That's all. That's all I wanted to say. Peace. Be safe out there in the world.
All right.
All right, I love you guys. I love you, Mazir. I love you guys, and I appreciate you guys from coming on. Don't be strangers. You know, tune in sometime. Just call in and listen. You know, you guys don't always have to talk. Just call in sometime. Every Saturday at 7 o'clock, we had a show. So I would appreciate if you guys come listen and, you know, bring some more you guys and just listen. Because, you know, we here. You know, here to give y'all, you know, some knowledge, give y'all some guidance. You know, because I know there's a lot of times when we grow up in, you know, our neighborhoods and our communities, a lot of times we don't have positive male role models. We only have people that we see, you know, selling drugs and banging and doing things like that. We don't see positive people. So, you know, that people that's going to give us guidance, you know, or we see people that's strung out, people that's fiends. So, you know, I'm here for you guys, you know, stay in touch. All right.
All right.
Jay. All right, guys. So Jay, put us out. Give us a song. A song when we come back.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. That was something different, you know. It's something that's needed. The song says it all. We got to make some room for the young folks. We got to put some things together for the young folks. We got to keep them in mind, you know, each and every day, and do what we can to make a better way for them. That's just, you know, just what it is. That's our task. That's our responsibility, to make a better way for the young people as it was made better for us. We had a better situation than those before us. It's our responsibility to make a better way for them. And as I said earlier, we have to include them. We have to include them. That suggestion that they gave as far as, you know, some boxing, you know, guys not knowing how to fight, hey, that's key. That's a key issue, because unfortunately, after they murder somebody and they get caught, they go to prison, they're going to have to learn how to fight real quick, you know? So it's beneficial to us to do what we can. And in order to do what we can, as I've said on many occasions, it start with the man and the woman. The man and the woman, the king and the queen, the god and the goddesses. We have to figure out how to get past whatever issues we have with one another for the sake of the children, the way that it was done, you know, by those before us. They didn't allow their personal issues to affect raising the children, not as much as it's being done now. We have to figure out a way, and it's going to take all of us, because I don't have all the answers. But together, we can come up with all the answers as a whole, as a community, as a unit. We have the capability. As I said the other week, you know, I would like to have more interaction on the show. You know, more people, you know, giving their opinion, giving their thoughts, giving their suggestions, so that we can come up with some viable solutions. Yeah, I have some solutions, but as I said, I don't have them all. And I really need your help, all of you guys, or those of you who are willing, because everybody may not be willing to do what is necessary to move us forward as a community, as a unit. Unfortunately, that's the case. I'm pretty sure all of us, or the majority of us, are aware of pyramids and how they are structured. The pyramid is the very thing that we need to duplicate when it comes to our community and creating a movement. Because you notice that the pyramid, the bottom of it, is the largest part. So why don't we make the largest movement, the grassroots movement, so that, and just let it start rising up, so that we rise up to the pinnacle of who we are capable of being as community, as a people, as a unit. I believe in us. We all just have to believe in us and, you know, put in the necessary work. You know, relationships, like my brother Jay speak on, relationships are the key. That's one of the keys. We have to be able to build better relationships, not just with our significant others, but with our family members. We need to build better relationships. We need to be able to connect with each other on a level that motivates and inspire each other, as Sister Lisa was saying to the young men, to the young brothers, that, you know, giving them that inspiration. We need to inspire individuals. We need to inspire each other to be better rather than tearing each other down, rather than picking the worst things that a person did and keep throwing those things up in the person's face. It's, you know, everybody has a past and everybody has done some things that they don't want to continue to do. That maybe they're not proud of, but maybe they're not ashamed of either. And then some things you may be ashamed of. However, no one wants to be defined by their past indiscretions, their past mistakes, their past growing pains, because we all have to grow. We all have parts about our character that is flawed. No one walking this earth is without any flaws. We all have flaws. And one of the things that I noticed that many of us do, I'm not going to say all of us, but many of us do, is we judge people on our expectations, on what we expect from them. And we judge them, and sometimes we even get angry with them if they don't do or say something that we expected them to do or say. And how fair is that to the other person? We have to, you know, those of us who are guilty of that have to be mindful. Have to be mindful of that. Have to be able to, you know, the very thing of empathy is being able to put yourself in a person's shoes. And how you really do that is you look into yourself and you look at, okay, I know that I struggle with certain things. I know that I struggle with certain things in the past in my life. And one of my major struggles, and people may hear me speak about it, and my wife say that I speak about it basically in a way where I condone it, and that's when it comes to cheating or infidelity. And that's not my intentions to speak about it as it's something that, you know, should be promoted or it's something that everybody should do. That's just my perspective on infidelity. And to really understand me, you have to kind of know my story. Now, my story, and normally I don't speak about myself, but I'm going to share something with all of you who are on here. And maybe then you'll have a different outlook on why I look at sex differently than maybe other people. I believe that people have the right to do whatever they want. I can, you know, if my wife chose to be with somebody else today, it'll hurt me, but I'll get over it. I'll live through it because that's her right if she chose to do that. You know, we have this thing, oh, you married, you don't supposed to do this. You married, you know. I mean, if that was true, then nobody would be doing it. And, you know, so with me, the way that I feel about sex, I've been engaging in sexual acts since I could possibly say I was 4 years old, 3-4 years old. And many of you may find that unbelievable. So with that amount of time engaging in sex, from that and where I learned it from, I don't know. I don't remember. But I do remember engaging in sex acts from as young as 3 to 4 years old. Now, I'm going to put, you know, me and Jay out here right now. You know, I'm going to put us on Front Street. You know, just a little payback from last night from them putting me on the spot last night. So I'm going to put us on the spot now. You know, he and I were, you know, like you said, we've known each other since we were 9 years old. And believe it or not, we were having sex at 9 years old. We were having sex at 9 years old. So the thing about it is so my position on sex is, okay, it may be a little different from everybody else, where I don't hold it, I don't give it that much value to where it's something that, because a person do it, it's a reflection on me. No, it's a reflection on something they may have wanted to do for whatever reason. So I don't allow it to hurt me to a point where it devastates me, where I blame myself or where I belittle myself because a person chooses to have sex with someone else. And far too often we are given sex too much power in our lives, and we're letting it destroy us as who we are, because we're internalizing somebody's desire for somebody else, that they did something wrong to us, that they hurt us because they decided they wanted to give their body to somebody else. You know? So yeah, my position is different from a lot of people. But if I think that if people stop, you know, two things, you know, we have different aspects about what love is, and we have different aspects about sex and commitment. Like, people feel like love, you should have this fuzzy, warm feeling of joy and happiness because you're in love. Excuse me, because you're in love. For me, I believe it's better to learn to love somebody for who they are rather than go with that fuzzy feeling of love. Because for me, how can you love somebody when you only love them as long as they're doing what you want them to do, or they're doing things the way that you want them to do it? And if they don't, the love is not there. And you only can love them as long as they stay with you. So if you love somebody and they're not happy with you, wouldn't you love them enough to want them to be happy even if it's not with you? So that's how I look at love. And love means I can still love you and let you go. because I love you enough to let you go, because I don't want to hurt you by keeping you if I'm not no good for you, or if our relationship has ran its course. If anybody got anything to say or add, the line's open. I'm open. And any questions you want to ask me or whatever, I'm open for it.
No, I could just say that. That's true, because you don't really know. Like you said, like people wouldn't even believe that. You know, like that what we were doing and stuff like that at 9 years old. And I really never say much, because if you tell somebody, people not gonna really believe you. But it's kind of different when I see the females on Facebook and stuff like that. That at that age, that you know, our mind, like you said, I don't know why our mind was on that, or for whatever reasons, I don't know. But it was channeled that way. That could play a part in your mental growing up and be older, maybe more on the female's part of point of view when they think about what they was doing at their age at 9. You know what I mean? Maybe it played a more bothersome, maybe, than know that they was, you know, participating and stuff like that at that age. But almost, you could almost say that it was, I don't want to say misguided by parents, but I'll say misguided by adults, or misguided by, we can't really say the internet. The internet wasn't around then. It wasn't too much on TV. I guess we was just misguided by whatever. I don't know, you know. But it's just part of your history. It's part of your life.
Right. But as you said, where did we actually get it from? I can't really remember. I can't really place.
I don't know.
Something. I can't say that, okay, this is where I got it from, or this person told me about it. I can't say that, because it was just something that I naturally did. So that's why I've struggled with it, you know, for years I struggled
right.
with it. You know, I struggled with it because it was something that I did, and it was freely. I didn't look at it as right or wrong. It was just something that I did. Now I meet someone. Welcome to Let's Talk About It All. Calling you live.
Okay, I just want to say both of y'all was nasty, 9 years old. But it's good that you both came out and said it. It is different for a girl, because we really don't be thinking about stuff like that. They always talk about fast girls, and that's the ones that, you know, the guys want to mess with. And then it's girls that, you know, they don't mess with because that's their girls that they want to, you know, be out with. But I think guys become more sexual than girls because mothers are more tighter on girls. So we're not really out seeing stuff and being ever to feel ourselves like guys do. Like, y'all get to be hanging together, drinking your 800, English 800 like you did back in the day. You get to hang out on the block. You get to, you know, slap with each other, and you get to be with girls. But girls really can't be out there at that age, so they don't really get to experiment at a younger age. Of course, there is some girls that do, but a lot of times that we can't. I want to tell you something real quick, because I know your show is going into time. Today I heard, I was with someone, and they niece just graduated, and she met this guy online, and she went somewhere, you know, another state, and she had sex with him, and she was a virgin, and then she, you know, came back up here, and she told, you know, the people what had happened to her and how it happened, whatever, and they all was just talking about it, and in the back of my mind, I just kept saying, when is girls going to realize that that's very special the first time? Like, we shouldn't be just giving it to anybody, like you said, for a fuzzy feeling. You know what I mean? We should give it to someone that, not saying that we got to live the rest of our life with them, but someone that's going to, like, take it as a real nice gift. Be able to share a first time with somebody. You know, we have a bad habit of giving our bodies to people, and then later on we feel some type of way when it don't turn out the way we expect. But it's like you said, we live on our flesh more than thinking about what it really does mean. For example, since y'all said a little bit about yourself, most of the time, a girl is just having sex, and then one day she meet a guy that really make love to her, or, you know, do it the right way, I'll say. And then you'd be like, oh my God, all the people I've been with, and I could have been getting this all the time, but I was accepting what I was getting. But you can't go back, because that's what you was getting. So I think it's time for young girls to start really thinking that, yes, your body looks good because that's the way it's made at that time. When you're a teenager, you're looking good. Everything is where it needs to be at. But deep down, think about it. What is your worth? What is your worth with the body? Are you going to look down the road and be like a lot of people, don't have anything, ain't got nobody, ain't accomplished nobody because you was just having fun, but not using your, like you said to the young guys earlier, read, get your thoughts together, get your mind right, get your path right, so that you don't have to be looking back and feel sorry for what you did in the past. Like you said, we can't go back, we can't feel bad about what we did, but we can think, like me, I'm older, but I know my worth now. And, like, I won't date until I find a person that has the things that I want to be, you know, how I want to be in a relationship. And I just feel sorry for our young people that they do have, you know, like, y'all didn't have it, but they do have TV and phones and YouTube and TikTok, and you see all that stuff, but it's just the flesh. It's not nothing real. And when you get all caught up in that, at the end of the day, none of that pays bills, get you where you need to get your education, get your degree. It's not going to get none of that. It's just a good time. You know, that's all I want to say. But I want to thank you for your show tonight.
You're very welcome. And you're absolutely right. I mean, however, it's going to have to start in the household. It's going to have to start. As I was saying to the young men, we're going to have to start teaching them about themselves prior to going to school. We have to come to the realization that we're in a system that's working the way that it was designed to work. And we have to start maneuvering in the system in a manner to make it work for us, because we spend a lot of time, you know, asking and marching and trying to get change, and it's coming at a snail's pace. And all that time we're marching and doing that, we could be organizing to make our own situation better, because if this system really wanted to help us, it would have been done that. They would have been done it. They wouldn't have had wouldn't be teaching our children what they teach them about his story instead of our story. So that's by design. So we have to realize that and accept that and combat it by putting the work in with our children. The other thing is we have to not let them learn about sex by the internet, listening to songs, or their favorite artists. We have to start getting them familiarized with that and let them know. Because once they realize and understand that their value is beyond any price, then I think and hope that they will change what they're doing, as you said, and start, you know, valuing their bodies and start, you know, looking at themselves in a manner that, okay, what do they want out of life? You know, yeah, sex don't pay bills. Good sex don't pay bills. You know, so at the end of the day, what pays bills? What's going to help you take care of a child if you have a child? You know, there's options and there's ways that it can be done, but if you don't know, we can no longer say what you don't know don't hurt you, because nowadays what you don't know can possibly hurt you, because you make decisions out of not knowing and it can affect the rest of your life, you know. So with that being said, we're going to end it, you know, tonight. And I want to thank you, Lisa, and you know, everybody else on the line. I know you could have been anywhere, but you chose to be here with us, and for that we're grateful. Special thanks to my brother Jay Sean for handling the production side of the show. I would like to also ask you all to tune in every Monday, to Humble X Visions from 8:30 to 9:15. Tune in every Thursday to the Lisa Experience from 8 to 9 p.m. Tune in every Friday to Keeping It Real from 8 to 10 p.m. Tune in every Sunday to Point of Impact from 7 to 8 p.m. Also, tune in to Grown Folk Talking by dialing 520-525-8633. That's 520-525-8633. And for those of you who would like to check out some additional content that I have on my YouTube channel, and hopefully you like, share, and subscribe, it's at ANDRE HILL 9, that's ANDRE HILL, the number 9. I pray to you, the creator of all in existence, that you touch every heart and renew every mind who hears the vibrations of my voice, so that our hearts, minds, and souls will come together and function as though we are one body. I pray that you bless each and every one of us with the spirit of unity, forgiveness, and the ability to put aside our differences so that we can work together towards the much-needed changes within ourselves and within our communities for the sake of present and future generations. I pray with all my heart that our Creator has planted something incredible within each and every one of us that we will carry with us and share with others from this day forward. Anything that I said that was insightful and helpful came from Allah. Anything that I said that was unclear or confusing came from me, and I ask your forgiveness. In closing, don't forget to reach out to someone whom you love or care about just to see how they're doing or see if they're okay. With that being said, may you all be inspired, motivated, and begin your journey towards a higher level of thinking and self-evaluation. Until our next encounter, have a great night. I love you all like I love myself. Bring it in, Jay.
Yo, before we take that song, this is the last song, and take it out. I brought you in last night, but really more people getting on me. They tell me I broke the man code. I broke the man code. They're like, oh, you fell in love with a side chick or a mistress, man. She wanted to do this. So everybody riding down on me about that. You fell in love with somebody. Yeah, you fell in love. She wanted to do this. She wanted to do that. I was like, yo, I had to keep it real, man. Like, I had to tell the truth. I'm like, yo, I guess I was in love with a side chick. I guess. I don't know.
it is what it is, man. You know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, that's everybody look at things different. And, you know, that's just one of your things. You know, what happens to me, I believe that a person's body becomes another person's possession. That's how it seems to me. Now you possessing that person's body, so you want it only to yourself. But a lot of times, you know, you don't be, you know, dedicated or whatever, you know. So
yeah.
it's just something. So I've seen. Go ahead.
Oh, I was getting ready to say, cut you off. What I was getting ready to say is, people who got women, they better have learned from that last night to learn that expect what a female fantasy is. Let her tell you what her fantasy is, because don't never assume your wife or your woman, because somebody now out there might be married to her somewhere in this world, and they don't, unless she did it and got her fantasy out the way, they married to a woman whose fantasy is to be, you know, with two men. So never strangle or hide or holster or put away somebody, what's in somebody else's mind. That's what they should have took from that. They should have turned around and asked a woman, what's your fantasy, baby? Because I don't want to, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
They better have took that away from it. That's what they better got from that. Because I would have never thought that was coming out of her mouth in a million years. And I think that was, you talking about, I put you on the spot, but I know I drilled her for that for a long time, for that being her fantasy. And I was wrong. I shouldn't have did that. You know, that was her fantasy. My feelings ain't have nothing to do with her fantasy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
You figured it out now, but that's the reality. That's the reality that we have to accept about people. People have certain things they want to do. And that's the thing. Like, some people will go and live their fantasy. They'll go live their fantasy,
yeah.
and you know, we have a tendency to say, okay, you lived your fantasy, you did this, you didn't love me. Because if you loved me, you wouldn't have did it. So how do we get to define how another person loves? That's the thing.
No, you
That's
can't.
A problem, too. I have a problem with that. I have a problem with people defining how you're supposed to love. Yeah, you had the right to want me to love you. You have a right to want me to love you a certain way. However, you really don't have the right to define how I love. You know, that's what we're doing. We're taking away each other's rights because to some degree, okay, we're saying, look, I want you to love me. I want you to be faithful to me. I want you to, you know, to be there when I need you. I want you to not, you know, look away when you see another man or woman, you know, and sometimes that's who a person is. So if that's who you are, you don't have a problem doing it because that's who you are. If you're a faithful person, then that's who you are. But now you meet a person that has problems with that, and now you're telling them that, look, you can't be who you are. If you want to be with me, you got to be who I want you to be. So do you really love her? Or do you love what you want to make her? As you said last night that, okay, you got married, you changed, and your marriage didn't work. So at the end of the day, what was the change about? What was the change about? So unless you just doing it because that's who you are, or you ready to make the change because it's going to – don't get me wrong. There's changes you can make that's going to make you a better individual. And if it's going to make you a better individual, then by all means, make the changes. You know, I just have a problem with people, you know, putting – their expectations on other people when a lot of times they're not willing to do certain things for that person that they may need or want. You know? And that's something kind of what Dre was saying. That, you know, he going through things where he do, you know, what she wants, but is she doing what he wants? And yeah, it does come a time where you have to balance that. It has to be balanced. Has to be balanced. It's relationships are real delicate, and they're fragile because we put so many restraints on individuals that may not be able to live up to those restraints. You know, and now we're bouncing around because many of us are looking for something that don't exist. You know, many of us. Mm-hmm. So that's why a lot of us are alone, because we're looking for something that don't exist instead of really learning what it is that we can tolerate. Because as I said earlier, everybody got flaws. Everybody got some type of flaw. So you got to find a person with the amount of flaws that you can tolerate, that you can be comfortable, that you can build, and that you can move forward. That's what we all have to find. And we so busy looking for love till we forgot about companionship. So I'm not, you know, Mr. F Love, but I think we need to start trying to get companionship, or what we call, where we are like-minded. You know, or compatibility, we get compatibility, and then the love will come. But we're looking for love before we even get compatibility. So we need people that's compatible to who we are, because that will decrease the tug of war. That will decrease the unhappiness and the bickering and bitterness. So that's all I got to say. You pulling something else out of me here.
You know? It's all right. That's what it's about.
I want to dedicate this song to everyone. My wife, everyone, you know, all couples and all those who are looking for companionship. I want to dedicate this song to them.
Good times, right?
Yeah, good times.
By Sheik.
That's by the Jacksons. The Good Times by the Jacksons.
That's why I said it, because I wasn't sure if it was the one by the Jacksons or the one by.
Yeah, it's the one by the Jacksons. All right. Not that good. This I want people to listen to the word.
Okay. All right. I think I got it. One second. Good show, man. Good show. One second.
Yeah. Thank you,
bro. The young kids, they had to get warmed up, but once they got warmed up, they start talking more.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, here we go. This show, till next week.
Thank you. Big.
And that was his grandson, and the only reason he did it because he called him at Shadi for 25 hours. Shadi said, "You want 25 hours, come on my show." So, you know, so they came on. I mean, regardless, I guess, how they got on, they still came on. You know? you bring a guy with you to fuck another girl, that means you don't really care about it. Well, I ain't gonna say he hates you. He just don't care. Thought you was like that's the kind of woman you were. His eyes, he had to be cool. You know, I got a girl, people. I remember I knew this girl, and she was riding around the car with me. And I went and picked Power, and I was it. She I don't think she wanted to. She was mad. He was younger, so you know he wasn't as fast as you. But he out of that. I mean, some women they could come sucking dick, but you better come off a dick of penetration than that.
Thank you.
see, a lot of people don't do it. I put myself in her shoes. I knew I was wrong.
I care about her more than I know. I wouldn't fuck with her like that if I didn't care about her and do all the shit I do for her. I gotta care about her more, you know, more than what I know. What I mean?
You hear it from me, so you know the deal. You hear it from me, you know that's bullshit. Cause you hear what I did for Cheryl, and I had two big jobs. I was working at Barnett Hospital and driving for transit. I had two big jobs. So, wait a minute.
That's why I'm saying I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna take my ass to work. And I'm gonna make my 8 hours, and I'm gonna come back home, and I'm gonna go to church, and then I'm gonna come back home, and I'm gonna rest. But I'm here to tell you that God made a way for me, and like the guy said today, Pastor, God is the center of your universe, and that's what makes everything happen. And no matter how negative it was this morning, God made a way.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to relate.
Yeah, he did. God made a way.
everything happened for a reason.
And you have like a big shot. You come in here, a nice, comfortable apartment. You lay here, you could be warm, you could be cold. You could lay down here, feel like everything is cool. You know what would love to have you done?
A lot. A lot. A lot of
people. But I think, I think woke him up last night. I think, like, what you call it? He tired of that shit.
Yeah, well, I told you last night what he said. He screamed, he said, don't nobody tell me what to say or what to do. That's what he said.
Sometimes that's racist the way you feel about something, and you feel like you can move on. Like, just that makes him feel that she was.
Yep. And he said, Shabby said, nope.
Because let me tell you, you know, you got to shut light-skinned people down.
Huh?
I said you got to shut light-skinned people down.
Oh, hell yeah, you got to shut them down.
That's why.
This nigga done fucked around and rented a damn hall. And ain't nobody there. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, let me say this
bill and I'll call you back. Oh, wait a minute. Damn, I forgot my fucking glasses. See what I mean? call me back. Call me back.
With a variety of guests. Listen to The Voice of the Nats with Chris Carino on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's DJMD. When I wanted to buy an Escalade, I went to the most iconic Cadillac dealership in New Jersey, Kennedy Cadillac. Minutes from Manhattan, not only a commitment to customers, a full selection of inventory, maintenance, and financing options. A visit to that dealership today is sure to result in a long-standing relationship with your team. That's what I loved about Trinity Cadillac. Minutes from Manhattan, on Instagram at Trinity Cadillac, and online at TrinityCadillac.com. Trinity Cadillac, be iconic.
Subject to credit approval and
down. Scenario number one. You're self-employed. You don't have a job. You don't have pay stubs, but you have 3 months of bank statements. Come down Northeast G and come get your car. Scenario number two. You have a job, but your credit is not the greatest. Come down to Northeast G and come get your car. The only reason you don't have a car is because of you. I told you, come get your car. NortheastKia.com.
Heat up your summer fun at American Dreams, the top entertainment retail destination in the Northeast. Just minutes from Manhattan and East Rutherford, ride record-breaking roller coasters at a Nickelodeon theme park. Make a splash at the country's largest indoor water park from DreamWorks. Ski or board a big snow. It's all indoors where the weather's always perfect. Plus, shop hundreds of stores and choose from dozens of eateries. It's all here at American Dreams. Plan your experience at AmericanDream.com today and make your summer dreams come true.
Experience of a lifetime. With Erica
Edge Martinez here to let you know Dulce was crafted with today's cocktail lovers in mind. Check out the recipes at Dulce.com and order Dulce on the Drizzly app.
The drug responsible for disease is a treatment imported by Disease Spirits. Royal Gables 4, Cognac, 40% alcohol by volume. Must be 21 plus to enjoy Disease Cognac.
It's time to save on appliances at PC Richard & Son. All the quality brands up to 35% off. It's up to $1,000 in additional savings when you buy an appliance package. The 4th of July sale at PC Virgin Fund. Shop smart, shop local.
Hey guys, it's Angie Martinez here with our good friend, the Bull, Michael Lamonsall, one of New York's top-rated construction and personal injury attorneys, known to relentlessly fight for his clients. What type of cases do you handle, Michael?
Cases where someone's been hurt by the negligence of others. Whether it's getting injured at a hazardous construction site, car accident, falling on a broken sidewalk, or injured in poorly maintained buildings, we will fight for you. We also fight institutions who fail to protect those who are sexually abused, even if it happened years ago.
And you've won your clients many multi-million dollar awards and over $500 million in total. What drives you?
Angie, it's simple. I have a keen sense of justice and firepower and will to win to back it up. As a kid, I stood up to bullies. As a lawyer, I fight big insurance companies.
New Yorkers, if you've been injured in any accident, dial pound 250 and say the Bull. Michael Lamonsoff will tirelessly fight for you. That's pound 250 and say the Bull. So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Vivo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Vivo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Vivo, people-friendly, bug-deadly. Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Western Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get the timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-935-2277. That's 800-935-2277. 800-935-2277.
Join Lightbeat and the Trigger Project to give a lifeline of support to LGBTQ young people now during Pride Month. Donate online today or round up your Macy's store purchase and donate the extra change up to 99 cents to the Trigger Project. You'll be supporting life-saving suicide prevention services for LGBTQ young people. Donate today and learn more about our commitment to brighter futures for all at Macy's.com/purpose.
For more information about contests on the station, go to power101.com/rules.
Thank you. in that city shirt for that fucking team, huh? Ain't what we tell them, boy.
Stop it before Better One brake light in a 2019 sticker. Nobody can never say, when they talk about me when I'm dying, they better say, that nigga was a real friend. Or everybody, he was a better friend to them than they was. That's how it was my whole life.
I'm telling you, you're talking bullshit tonight.
Oh, yeah, to them young boys, right?
No, after that, like when you got on, you said about, you know, about that night and...
Oh, yeah. I told them young boys that, too. I try to put something in their head. Well, white people, you know, white people, that's their joke. They like to say, you don't want black people to know something, just put it in a book.
They don't get it.
They get it. Like, one thing, they remember what you said. And that's what I was trying to tell Shadi. I didn't really put him on the spot. I made myself look like a fool. Who falls in love with a side chick or a mistress? I mean, people fall in love with them, but you don't supposed to say it out loud.
Yeah, but it's like Johnny said, man, this is like you fall in love with a fuzzy feeling. What does it mean? You know what I mean? Like I said, I mean, yes, I have feelings for him, but it ain't nothing. Because look, I've been married before. I know that no matter how your home life is, you're going home to be with your family.
Yeah.
You talk about that person that you be with for an hour or a minute or talk on the phone. That's just nothing.
That's the difference though right there, what you said. The hour. See, whenever I was married when I was younger and I had a mistress, I spent nights and we went to movies and we went to Broadway plays and we went to concerts and whenever I made like Berta, I made Berta my mistress. Me and Berta did so much shit, it wasn't even funny. Me and Cheryl did so much shit, it wasn't even funny. You know what I mean?
Gary mostly. I think because me and Bobby used to go away for the weekend or whatever.
All them is dark skinned men. Talking about light skin. See, light skinned people is, I told Dre today, I said light skinned people is mixed with a lot of white. That's why, that's true. They ancestors was being fucked by the white. See, dark skinned people like us, we pure, we dominant. You know what I'm saying? Light skinned people, they on a whole nother level than us.
Yes. I told you all the way, right?
Yeah, you came down, you said.
245,
yeah.
Right. And let me tell you something. I don't know how far I'm going to go or where I'm going to go or whatever, but let me tell you, I'm not saying this going to get me nowhere or get me to somebody, but let me tell you, he gonna regret what he said to me today.
I hope so.
Okay, but let me tell you, I don't know where I'm going, and I can't predict where I'm going, but let me tell you, it's been a minute, but it's only for a minute. You know what I mean?
into this park.
Oh.
I guess they rolled past me. Trying to scare me. That's why I don't like other towns, like white towns and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what it's called. You want to get the fuck out of no play.
Yeah, I don't like other towns.
And I'm telling you, Randy, you better get it together like black people.
Yep.
White people are not some shit. Let me tell you. Being around them in
that
area, you can tell
they
get nasty as fuck.
Yeah, you see what they just did? They just rolled past me.
Hey.
Yeah.
I screamed right back at them. Hey, hey to you.
That's why you young guys, they right. Talking about how white people and how they used to left, and you know about it. I mean, it's good to know our history. Let me tell you, the best history of black person to learn is how a white person did and how they think. That's how you make it in this world, by how they think. What will we hear from? Know about them.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I show you where this guy rented out, this is a bar with all white people in it, a restaurant. Now, why would he rent out a restaurant were all white people.
But you said already. You all that.
Yep. Why would he rent out a restaurant?
And you know they all looking at him and laughing.
What I'm doing with my glasses? Wait a minute.
Hey, shit, I'm supposed to be working tonight. It's almost.
Huh?
I'm talking about working tonight. It's
the whole
time.
I'm looking to see what I did with my glasses. Oh, I'll put them up here.
I'm surprised Miles didn't come on.
I checked him. He didn't come on.
Or, LaToya.
She didn't come either.
I think Miles did come on.
Huh?
Think
so?
I think you can drinking or doing something.
I know one thing.